Running the race. Hebrews 12:1-2. Charles Spurgeon once said, "The way to heaven is ascending. We must be content to travel uphill, though it be hard breathing, and the way sometimes dark." In Hebrews 12, we find ourselves surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, Abraham, Moses, David, and countless others who have finished their race. And now cheer us on from heaven's grandstands. Each of us has been called to run, and each of us has been given a cross to carry, strip away everything that hinders. Let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. The weights, unforgiveness, materialism, fear, pride, anything that slows our spiritual progress. The root sin, the desire to be our own God, to control our lives instead of surrendering to Christ, as Isaiah 53:6 says, each of us has turned to his own way. The solution, Luke 9:23, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, the Greek word means to look away from everything else and concentrate on one thing, Philippians 3:13, 14. One thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, I press on toward the goal. Jesus didn't just show us faith. He is the source and completion of faith itself. Embrace your cross with joy. Who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Jesus found joy through the cross, not around it. His joy was on the other side of suffering. Our reality. Each believer has a unique cross illness, hardship, persecution, broken relationships. But 1 Corinthians 10:13 promises God won't allow more than we can bear. Our hope. Romans 8:18. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. The cross isn't punishment. It's preparation for glory. 5, accept God's loving discipline. Those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. God's discipline proves we're his children. Hebrews 12:11. All discipline afterwards yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Run your race. Remember, the cloud of witnesses who endured before us. Daily fix your eyes on Jesus. Trust God's strength is sufficient for your cross. Hope, glory awaits on the other side. Lamentations 3:22-23, the Lord's loving kindnesses never cease. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The race is long, the cross is heavy, but the joy set before us is eternal. Will you pick up your cross today? Will you run with endurance? Will you fix your eyes on Jesus? The cloud of witnesses is cheering. The Holy Spirit empowers. Jesus intercedes. The Father prepares your crown. Run the race. Embrace the cross. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Father, give us strength to run with endurance. Help us lay aside every weight when our cross feels heavy. Remind us of Jesus who endured for the joy set before him. In Jesus' name, amen.